you hear stories about hotels that players stay in on the road. The same hotels came up over and over when we talked to players as sites that are said to be haunted. So players, you know, rookies, the first time that they're staying at a place like the Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee or the Renaissance Vinoy in Tampa Bay, those are two of the places we heard about the most. Before they even get there, they're hearing all kinds of tales of things that have happened to other guys, and they're sort of ready for it when they get there. And that's why sometimes, as Dan was just saying, older players will play pranks, try to rig a room to make it look like it's haunted. But we heard plenty of stories from guys who said that they didn't need that kind of help. The room was already a little bit spooky to begin with.
All right. Like what? What do they see? What do they experience?
Well, one example is I'll go to a different hotel, but Roy Halladay has been very much in the news lately, right? He just pitched a no-hitter in the postseason, and he had a perfect game earlier this year, too. He was once stayed at a hotel in Scranton, Pennsylvania. It's part of the AAA experience for a lot of players, the Lackawanna Station Hotel. And when he checked in there, he was really tired from a long night and had just gotten there, fell asleep, and then suddenly woke up to the sound of water gushing full force from the bathroom faucet. He had gone to sleep with the faucet turned off, and suddenly it was on. And at the same time, the television was turned on, which had been off when he first fell asleep. And there was a putrid smell, he said. That was his exact words, a putrid smell that had filled the room. So he thought it was just a function of having been tired, whatever he got. If he turned off the faucet, he turned off the TV, he went back to bed. But just as he started falling asleep again, the toilet flushed on its own, he said. The room lights came on by themselves. And he said he didn't know what it was, but he called the front desk and asked to change rooms. That's the kind of thing that we hear about from players all the time, bizarre stuff happening in their rooms, odd noises, odd experiences of things turning themselves on and off. We heard about it a lot from that particular hotel. It's another one of the ones we heard frequently from players. But really, that just happens all the time, and no one ever has any explanation for it.
Yeah, I mean, that's bizarre to anybody, you know, especially when you're on the road and you are sleeping alone, or you know, you're disconnected from your family, from your familiar places, and you're going in and out of these what are often sort of legendary hotels. Not to mention, do all of the traveling. I mean, you've got these disrupted sleeping hours, and they're trying to maintain a certain part. I mean, I've been friendly with a couple of baseball players, and they say, you know, you try to have a little bit of a normal life. But everything about it is disruptive, and you just don't know when you're staying in some place and you're getting a knock on the door, right? Like the story you tell in the book about whether it's a ghost or a real person, I'm not answering it.
Yeah, I think that was Tim Lincecum who said that.
Yeah,
particularly right. Lincecum is another you know, very dominant pitcher. He just threw 14 strikeouts in his postseason debut and gave up only one hit while going the distance. It's something to think about, a really dominant, intimidating pitcher like that on the field, sort of cowering in the corner of his room, afraid to open the door, and
right,
with lights on, which is what he did. He heard that noise and felt a pressure up against his door at 4 a.m. This is at the Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee. And he said he turned the lights on and went to sleep with the lights on.
Yeah, and we hear same, you know, guys switching rooms in the middle of the night. You know, people, you know, saying that for a whole series they didn't sleep at all. Adrian Beltre, you know, the Red Sox, said that, you know, a whole series when he was with the Dodgers, he didn't sleep one wink. And we heard similar things, you know, Ben Wagner, you know, this guy in the Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee, you know, just, you know, Beltre actually told us that he was hiding under the sheet,
oh,
the baseball
God.
Bat.